Cash the Seahawks spirit at Safeway. Purchase 3 participating products with your club card and you can win 2017 season tickets. You could also win a prize in one of our weekly giveaways. Just look for the shop and score participating player products. Don't miss the player of the week this week. Coca-Cola 12-pack 12-ounce cans. 4 for $11 when you buy 4 with your club card. Safeway, the official supermarket of the Seattle Seahawks. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Alaska, Idaho, or Washington, 18 and older. See official rules at shopscorealbs.com. Ends January 3rd, 2017.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I am excited to be here with you today. Got a great show planned for you. Just like I said in the intro, I'm going to share tips and strategies with you to help you expand your business, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. If you would like to call in for a business soul reading, the phone lines are open, and you can dial area code 626-231-0306. That will get you in the queue. And all you have to do is press star 1 to indicate that you have a question and that you want me to take your call. If I see your number in the queue without the little hand raised, then I'll know that you're simply calling in to listen to the show, which is great. So welcome, everyone. Welcome to my loyal listeners. Hope your summer is unfolding nicely. I hope you're having a great time and that, it's been busy, hasn't it? It just seems like it's going by so quickly already. It's July 16th and things are rocking and rolling and we are diving in the month of July. The topic is soul-related topics and discussions, and today I'm continuing with the business soul, part 2. Hopefully you listened to last week's show where I shared how to access your business soul, and I've heard from a few of you that you were able to do that, and you've already gotten incredible information about your business, so that's awesome. See, told you it works, and life gets a lot easier when you use the resources that you have available, doesn't it? I mean, that's really the key in tapping into the business soul. Now, if you're listening to today's show, it might sound a little confusing about what I'm talking about, but I highly recommend check out last week's show. You can go to iTunes, Blog Talk. I have all of my archives up there, and I highly recommend that you listen to that show after today's, and it'll all make sense. You'll be like, okay, I get it. That's how that feeds into the business soul. So today I want to talk about, you know, we're going to move beyond, probably if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know that I move way beyond conventional thinking and conventional understanding as it relates to business, especially in this new earth paradigm. That's what I'm calling this time. You know, on my show with Doreen a year and a half ago, we called it the new earth ascension, and that's exactly what's happening. We are changing and growing and evolving, and for those of you who are conscious, awake, and aware, you're feeling it. You know, you're feeling it. It may be showing up as a job change. It may be showing up as a relationship change. It may be showing up as impacting your health. It may be showing up that, you know, there's some kind of uncomfortability going on in your life or some kind of resistance. And all that simply is you energetically moving through into this new earth paradigm. So there's no cause for concern. Go with it. That's like the biggest message that I want to share with you today. The number one message is go with the flow that is happening right now. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to you know, overthink it, just go with it, because it is allowing you to literally your energy, your vibration, your DNA is even being transformed during this time. It's such an incredible time that's going on. And for those of you who are tuned in, tapped in to it, you know, and you're probably feeling it. You know, you're probably feeling where it may show up that you can no longer eat as much junk food as you used to eat, or you know, you can't eat as much fried foods, or you're deciding to cut back on your meat intake. You know, all of those things are leading you into the new earth paradigm, and that's why it's happening now, because we have the energy available to us to make these changes, to make these shifts, and that's part of your work during this process, is changing what goes in your mouth, what goes in your ears, what you listen to, what you see, what you take into your beingness, because that is affecting the outcome of your life and your business and in your family life as well. So, you know, the old earth business paradigm focused a lot on profits and the bottom line. You know, we know and we see it when corporations are skimping on their product development, you know, putting cheaper products out faster. And you've also seen it too, where if you've ever tried to get any kind of customer support in maybe a product that you've purchased or want to return, the customer support just isn't there. And it's a shame, because businesses aren't valuing that part of their business process, which I believe they should. You know, I think that this new earth business paradigm is one of mutual respect. And I'll even say it is one based in mutual enhancement and betterment between business owners and customers. You know, the business owner offering their product or service with utmost integrity and forthrightness in all business practices and applications, including everything from product development to product delivery, while paying close attention to fulfilling the needs of customers. That's what I envision in this new earth business paradigm, a very different experience for the customer. And this new earth business paradigm also considers the impact of the earth as it relates to product development. Conscious choices are made to minimize the negative effects on Mother Earth, from package design all the way to the container it's shipped in. And, you know, that's another reason I absolutely love this self-enhancement industry, formerly known as the personal development industry. You know, whereby within the self-enhancement industry, you can enhance your life by increasing your knowledge through the consumption of, I'll give you, you know, my business paradigm. The example of that is through my podcasts, seminars, and one-on-one coaching. You know, during all of the phases of my business, we haven't polluted the environment. We haven't harmed any animals, you know, nor have we added to any landfills. And we have zero waste, zero CO2 emissions, and it's all good. Like, that's what I love about what I'm creating now, because it's all based on helping, assisting, and enhancing your knowledge base. And as you learn more and grow more, it enhances your life, your family life, your profitability, all those beautiful things. So I feel like, you know, my mission is to do as much good as I can do without harming the environment, without harming the atmosphere. And, you know, as you consider formulating your business strategy, consider bringing incredible value to your tribe and to your people. You know, consider how you can change people's lives and do it without any negative impact on our environment. And this is where your business soul comes in, because your business soul is here to assist you with putting all of this together. You know, there are so many moving parts to a business, aren't there? I mean, there's everything from figuring out what kind of product or service that you want to offer the world, and then figuring out how you want to go about that. You know, do you want a digital format? Do you want this all online? Are you going to be conducting webinars, seminars, telesummits, teleseminars? You know, how are you going to go about delivering your message to the masses? You know, are you going to have a weekly radio show, a daily radio show? And as you look at all of these different ways to positively affect other people's lives, it's going to be important to connect in with your business soul, because your business soul can help you identify new markets. It can help you expand your opportunities. And literally, it will help you create something from nothing. And that's what's so cool about this. And when I refer to business soul, what I'm referring to is the actual soul of the business entity that's being created. Now, this is not something within you. Yes, you have a soul and spirit. This is something separate, you know, something that is outside of you, yet is very much a part of you, because that is your partner for success, is your business soul. It's the most incredible thing ever. Now, in last week's show, I talked about an easy way to connect with your business soul. Hopefully, you've already made that connection and your business soul is helping guide you. But, you know, before I go a little deeper into this, let me help put in context and in perspective for you what the business soul is all about. You know, so imagine this. Imagine you are in a city, a large city, and you're in the downtown area, and you're surrounded with lots of tall buildings. So take a minute and just imagine that. And you are standing at the base of one of those buildings. You're on the sidewalk, and let's say you're at a three-way intersection. And there's a very tall building in front of you. So you can look to the left, you can look down the road, you can look to the right, and you can even look behind you, right? So you can see as far as you can down the road. But your perspective is limited, isn't it? Because you can only see as far as your eyes can see. Now, think of your business soul or your co-creative partner, that's another way to refer to your business soul, is literally on top of the 35-story building that's directly in front of you. So your business soul is up there, and because it's higher up, it can see a lot more. The perspective of the business soul is much broader and more expansive than our perspective as we are standing on the street corner in front of the building. So imagine you're standing on the corner, you're looking up at this building, your business soul is already on top of the building. And because it is on top of the building, its perspective is far broader than yours, because it can see more. It knows more. And because your business soul knows more, you can too. That's the incredible thing about this. In fact, your business soul knows exactly how your business is going to unfold. It knows who your target market is, you know, as we relate to these conventional branding strategies, because we need both, don't we? We need to bring in the things in the past of the old earth paradigm, the old business earth paradigm, what works, which is, you know, figuring out what product or service that you're going to offer people. That's the number one thing. And in order to do that, I highly recommend going within. What is it that lights you up? You know, what is your true gift that you want to share with the world? Because you have that inside you. And it's different for everyone. And I see it all the time. People say, well, I feel drawn to be a healer, but there are so many healers. Well, guess what, folks? There's 7 billion people on this earth. We need a lot of healers. So don't second guess what your soul is telling you. That's the easiest way to, you know, talk yourself out of fulfilling your purpose on this planet and living a life of joy and ease, is talking yourself, allowing your conscious thinking mind to talk you out of it, your ego, you know, to discourage you from following your heart, follow your heart. There's nothing bad that can come from that. I promise you. I guarantee it. If something does happen, you know, you call me up and we'll help figure out what good came out of that, you following your heart, because something will always come out of it that will benefit your life and others. I promise you that. So, you know, the more I work with clients and their business soul, the more I realize it's actually the most powerful, untapped resource people have in business. And quite frankly, I even think it's the biggest, longest-running cosmic joke in any galaxy. And I think that joke is that every entrepreneur, solo practitioner, business owner has a business soul that they've never met, let alone had a conversation with. I mean, really, think about it. It would be like trying to plant a garden with both hands tied behind your back. That would be difficult, wouldn't it? Can you imagine? Like, you'd have to, like, I don't know, maybe scratch out a hole with your foot or something and then put a seed in your mouth and spit it in there and somehow cover the ground. I mean, it would be difficult. Not impossible at all, because people do it every single day. They struggle and they strain and they stress to build their business. If you've ever built a business, you've probably had an experience like that where it was difficult at times, if not almost seemingly impossible, right? That can be a feeling too of like, oh my gosh, you get so overwhelmed with all the things that you have to do, particularly as a solo entrepreneur or solo practitioner. And it's tough, but you know what? Solo entrepreneur and practitioner don't exist anymore, because now you know that your business has a soul. You know that your business is an entity and it's your partner. And when you know that, life gets way more fun, way easier, much more joyful. And gone are the days of the stress and the strain. Now, does it take commitment on your part? Absolutely. Does it take discipline? Absolutely. Does it take you showing up in your business fully present? Absolutely. And the key, though, is to learn in which areas to put your focus and attention. Because the reality is, big businesses, all they are were at one point small businesses that worked really well. That's all big business is, and that's the reason businesses get large, is because they started out small, and they had a formula that worked. And the key is to figure out your formula. You know, what is your business formula? And that would be a great question that you can ask your business soul as you do, you know, some kind of automatic channeled writing. I know early on when I started connecting with my business soul, I did it by channeled writing or automatic writing, and it was easy. I would just ask, which I suggested last week all of you to do, is, you know, business soul. At that point, I didn't realize I was connecting with the actual soul of my business. I thought I was connecting with a business guardian angel or a business spirit guide. Later, even more recently, as the last few months, I've learned that it's the soul of the entity I've created that I'm connecting with. So that's pretty cool. But early on, I would ask, okay, so, you know, I would write out the question on a piece of paper and a pen, and I would ask the question, you know, what is it that I need to know right now in my business? And then I would switch the pen to my left hand, and I would wait to feel, hear, or see and know what information I needed. And that's all I would do. And then eventually I got really good at it, where that waiting process took less and less, and I would ask the question, and then I would start writing. And the key with that is you can't filter it. You can't use your conscious thinking mind. You can't sit there and go, oh, you know, I'm probably making all this up, or I know you've done it. I've done it too. Or this can't possibly be my business soul I'm connecting with, you know. And then you get in your conscious thinking mind, and that always shuts down this process every single time. So stay with that knowingness that you are fully connected with the soul of your business, and start asking the questions. Okay, who do I need to connect with today? You know, what do I need to do to broaden my business contacts? What direction do I need to go in my marketing efforts? You know, ask those questions, because eventually you're going to start to see that you're going to get this formula. And a formula is going to be created that is specific and unique to your business. Now, some of you may be sitting there going, well, gosh, you know, listening to this thinking, I don't even know what I want to do, which is great. So write that question down. You know, universe, what is it that I need to know about my soul's purpose or my heart's desires as this new business paradigm unfolds, this new earth business paradigm is unfolding? You know, what do I need to know? Now, you may start to feel a little lightheaded. You know, you may start to feel some visceral physical reactions when you start asking questions like this, because you're invoking energies that exist at a much higher vibration. And that's where we want to go with this for you, is invoke those energies that exist at a higher vibratory level that you can't access through your conscious thinking mind or ego. These are the vibrations that we want to get you to. We're raising your frequency and vibration. It's like tuning the radio station. So you're tuning into another channel that's at a higher frequency that will act like that entity on top of the 35-story building that can see more. It has more information for you to help you do more in less time. And we need that right now, because the earth time is speeding up. I don't know if you've noticed this, but doesn't it feel like, oh my gosh, the days go by like in a blink of an eye. You wake up, the next thing you know, you're going to sleep, and you're like, whew, what a whirlwind that was. And it's because very scientific reasons that years ago, before 1986, the earth was rotating at 7 cycles per second, or 7 CPS. And it has now gone to over 16 cycles per second. So what is happening is time is speeding up. What used to be 24 hours is now actually 16 hours. So even though we still operate within a 24-hour period or paradigm, we actually have less time to use and to work with. So anyway, that's a conversation for a whole other radio show. But just know that this is going to help you, this connection with your business soul and this business entity is actually going to help you achieve more in less time, because we have less time. So it's time's a ticking. It's like, let's go. Time, it truly is money. And, you know, we only have the now. If you've read my book, The Alchemy of True Success, I love the quote in there that says, there's a sign that hangs in an English pub that reads, free beer tomorrow. I mean, think about it. Does anybody ever get free beer? No, they don't. And, you know, the key is, because you can see on a calendar, oh, yeah, well, tomorrow, yeah, I see on my wall calendar, I have a 12-month wall calendar in front of me. It's all booked with my events and everything that's going on in my business, which is another key I highly recommend for you, too, to get a wall calendar that you can see. Put it on your wall. It's one of those dry erase calendars. It's 12 months for 2014. And I can see, you know, what city I'm in, what I'm teaching, what I'm doing on what weekend and what day. It's awesome, and I highly recommend everyone get this calendar. Even if you're new in business, you know, you may be sitting listening to the show going, well, yeah, that's great and everything, but, you know, Jane's been at it for a while. But even if you're new, you can start filling in your calendar with upcoming events that you can see happening for you. Imagine the power of that. So it's like you're pre-paving the event. You're saying to universe, all right, universe, on this weekend, on the end of July, I want to be in Colorado Springs giving a workshop on whatever it is, whatever you feel led to. Put that on the calendar and see what happens. It's the neatest thing. You're going to be amazed, because that weekend is going to be filled with something, because you've already initiated the experience by saying to universe, by filling that in on your calendar, I'm booked on that weekend and I'm going to be speaking. So that's an example for you. Now, years ago, as I mentioned, when I first started this practice, I started with automatic writing. It has developed now to the point where before I have this ongoing understanding with the universe that whenever I wake up, before I get out of bed, the understanding is that I will receive the information that I need to know for that day. And it doesn't matter what it relates to, but it's whatever is important and relevant for that day. So For instance, now I, you know, in the depending on which morning it is, I'll receive information about material for my upcoming book. I might receive a name of a guest to have on one of my radio shows. I might receive creative new ideas for workshops for my clients. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I also get information about what's coming up in my own business. In fact, just this morning, I even had a chance to tell my wife this, my business soul was showing me being interviewed on CNN. So I thought that was so cool. So the neat thing is, what that tells me is I know within the next, I don't know, 6 months or so, CNN's going to have me on their show, and it allows me to prepare for that future event. So it really is remarkable, the information that your business soul has for you. And when you fully make that connection, it's like you are then tapping into one of the most valuable resources available to you, even more valuable than money, more valuable than time. It's like, folks, this is it. This is where the rubber meets the road. It's like your business soul has all this information for you, all these answers to every single question you have. You just have to tap into it. You just have to connect with it. And again, listen to my show from last week. I gave a very clear strategy on how to connect with it. It's not difficult, okay? Not difficult. If you are having difficulty connecting with it in the beginning as you're developing this tool, it's a muscle. That's all it is. It's a muscle that you're developing. Call me if you're interested. I'm happy, and I'd love to give you a business soul reading. We'll connect with your business soul. We'll find out what information it has for you. You can go to my website, which is Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, Sterling.com. Click on Wealth Mastery Institute, and then from there, click Wealth Mastery Coaching, and you can book a half hour or hour appointment. My calendar is up there, and whatever is available, it will show. I'm happy to assist you in doing that. And, you know, maybe it's, I know in the beginning it's a little challenging. For years, I had to work through other people to connect with these energies. It for whatever reason, I was having a hard time developing this skill. And it's okay to reach out and ask for help. There's nothing wrong with that. So then what you'll soon find, though, over time is it will become easier for you as that connection and that line of communication is opened up. And that's really a big part of it, is opening up that line of communication. It's like where there wasn't a trail before, you know, sometimes it takes a little while to kind of hack through and get through to create that opening. Once we do, once it's fully established and opened, it will be open for you for as long as you want, and it's easy to reconnect with on a daily basis. Also want to make an announcement. Next Saturday evening, July 26th at 6 p.m., I will be in Calgary, Alberta, teaching a course titled Your Business Blueprint, the 7 Steps to Creating a Successful Business That You Didn't Learn in Business School. So the class is only $59. There's some spots left. For more information, please visit my website, which is Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, Sterling.com. Click the Upcoming Events tab, and there will be more information there for you. Again, it's in Calgary, Alberta, July 26th, next Saturday night, 6 to 9:30, 3.5 hours long, $59. It'll be, I promise you, the best $59 you spend. Whenever anyone invests any money with me, I make sure they get at least 10 times, if not more, value from the investment. So we'll, and I keep my classes small. I'm only having 16 people at this course. So get into the course. I highly recommend it, and we will help you get through these amazing 7 steps to create a successful business. You know, again, life doesn't have to be hard. This can be simple, because it is simple. It's simple when we start to follow that inner guidance so you can get to where all this incredible information resides. It's that higher state of understanding and consciousness. Next week, my show is, you know, the month of July is all about the soul. So my show next week is How to Nourish Your Soul and Flourish in Your Life. I'm going to share with you my top 3 tips to living a flourishing, soulful life. It's going to be an awesome show. Highly recommend it. If you are enjoying my podcast, please tell your friends and family about my show. I'd appreciate it. It really does help in my rankings on iTunes, and I would love for you to write a testimonial for me or a rating. You can rate my show on iTunes. All of my podcasts are up there. I don't pull them down. I leave them up there. There's over, I don't know, almost 60 podcasts or something. Check it out. When you write a review, it helps my ranking on my show, and then therefore more people find my show, which is a beautiful thing. I thank you in advance. I thank you for your support. And you can also find my show on Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and, of course, on Blog Talk. Everyone, have a fantastic week. Communicate with your business soul and email me. Keep the emails coming. I love hearing from you. I love hearing what's going on for you and how well its life is working for you and unfolding. Take care, everyone. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.